Sanhedrin, Perkches, Mishnah Vav, 8-6. So since the last five Mishnayos have been talking about the story of the Ben Sora Mora and the din that he is judged based on how he'll end up, al Sofo, so we are going to now discuss two Mishnayos in the rest of the Perek that will discuss other scenarios where a person, again, didn't yet do a crime for which he'd be liable to a death penalty, but still, he is judged again, al Shem Sofo. Now, the truth is that our Mishnah here is going to, here Mishnah Vav, is going to talk about the Habab Machteris, a person who's trying to break into someone else's house to rob the house. Now, the Mishnah assumes you know the Psukim, and the Psukim already say that case. And therefore, the Mishnah basically is going to just simply say, oh yeah, on the list of people who are judged based on what they're expected to do in the future, is this Habab Machteris? And then the Mishnah will go on to talk about a side technical point, which we'll get to in a moment. But let me at least show you the Psukim inside. They're just two Psukim to tell you this din about the Bab Machteris. The Mishnah says, and this, the Pasuk I should say, says, this is Parshas Mishpatim, an interesting point. This is Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Aleph, so 22:1. But as you may or may not know, the chapters that are in the Chumash are divided up. Those divisions are not based on Jewish sources. They were based on the Christian Bible scholars and the publishers in Italy back when they first put the Bible out in the 15th century. And therefore, you'll see that in no place more obviously than here in our Pasuk, because 22:1 would start a new chapter, and yet the Pasuk starts, Im b'machteres yimatze haganav, if you find the thief coming, tunneling into your house. Now, who's the thief? Obviously, because the previous Pasuk, we're talking about a thief, so this is no place to put a break. In any case, so if a person finds a thief tunneling into his house, and the Rambam speaks out, it's not about tunneling per se, Machteris means he comes in through like a tunnel underground, but it could be the same thing if he's coming on a fire escape or a ladder outside of the house, or if he's coming and breaking through the skylight on top of the house. It's all the same. The point is that this person's breaking into someone's house. And says the Mishnah, says, Vahuka Vames, if the burglar is then struck and he dies, Ein lo damim, he has no blood, by which it means that it's as if he was already dead. He had forfeited his right to live. So since it's like he has no blood, like he has no nesham anymore, so the fact that he was killed doesn't mean that the person who killed him is liable to murdering him. To the contrary, he sacrificed his own life, for the right to his life, by breaking in. And the reason why is because if a person is breaking into someone's house in the nighttime, he knows that the resident, the owner of that home, will not stand idly by and let his stuff get stolen. The chazaka is that Ein adam ma'amid atzmo al mamono. A person won't just stand by, idly by and let his stuff get taken. And therefore, it can be anticipated that the owner is going to stand up to protect his property, and therefore a fight's going to ensue. And obviously, the person who's the burglar is intending to do what it takes to take what he wants, including killing the owner. And therefore, the owner knows his life is at risk. Therefore, he can kill him first, and the burglar has forfeited his right to live. The pasuk goes on to say, it's the next pasuk, I should say, Im zarcha hashemesh alav, damim lo. If the, literally means if the sun shines upon him, but it means if it's clear as day that the burglar is not going to be killing the homeowner. Like, for example, say the burglar is the homeowner's father. Of course, the father would not kill his son, no matter what. So therefore, damim lo, he does have blood, literally, meaning that one would be liable for killing this burglar. So the point is, therefore, that one is within his rights to kill a burglar who's breaking someone else's house, and that applies either to the resident, the homeowner himself, or anybody else who sees this happening. It's not an obligation that you have to kill him, but you are permitted to kill him. That's in contrast to the next Mishnah, where we'll give cases where there's a mitzvah to stop, even if it means killing, someone who's, running to do a crime. Here it's just permissions granted. So our Mishnah here says inside, Habab Machteris Nidon al Shem Sofo. That's all it has to say. The case of the Bab Machteris, the person who's tunneling in to rob someone's house, Nidon, the reason why we say he can be killed, is al Shem Sofo, because we anticipate what will happen in the end, which is the burglar was ready to kill the homeowner if need be. Now, the Mishnah goes on to really a side point, which is there's a principle which will come up quite a lot now as in the ensuing prakim here, what's called Kamle midarab mine, which means we apply to him the greater of them. And the case is anytime, we've seen this before, I'm sure, anytime you have a person who does a crime which has both potential death penalty. He's forfeited his life, and he also causes monetary damage. So we prosecute him for the capital crime, and we don't make him liable to the property damage. So the classic example is, you know, if Reuven shoots Shimon in the heart, and Shimon dies, and like there's also a bullet hole in Shimon's shirt, so Reuven is on the hook for the capital crime of murder, and Shimon's heirs can't so send him the bill also to fix the broken shirt. He doesn't pay for that. He's exempt from those monetary payments. It's a technicality, but our Mishnah here points out that it applies in the similar case, meaning, says the Mishnah, if the Bab Machteris, the robber, Haya Bab Machteris v'shavar es achavis, as he's breaking into the house, he also breaks, you know, a barrel, some sort of earthenware jug or something. So then, im yesh lo damim, chayev, if he has blood, this is recalling back to the Lashon of the Pasuk. The verse said that if he has blood, it means that you can't kill him because like he's not dead. If ain lo dam, he has no blood, it's like he's dead already. This robber has blood, meaning that one is not allowed to kill him. If that's the scenario, you can't kill him. So then the robber who breaks the chavit, the jug, is chayev. He's obligated to pay for the damage to the barrel because he wasn't on the hook for his life. Im ein lo damim, however, if it's the basic case where he, quote-unquote, has no blood, meaning one's allowed to kill him because he's forfeited his life to live, since he's doing something which makes him sacrifice his life or forfeit his rights to his life, then pater, he'll be exempt from the monetary damage that he causes when he breaks the barrel because of this rule of kam le midarab mineh.